Executive Vice President of Junior Chamber International, JCI, St. Vincent, Sienna Stewart, shared with NBC News her long-standing involvement in the organization. Ms. Stewart explained that JCI St. Vincent is part of a wider global network.
For the 4 years that I've been in JCI, I've served as a chairperson for different programs and projects. Our projects are mainly character development or leadership developing programs, and I have had different opportunities of networking where we have persons from different countries come together and we basically have different trainings, different networking opportunities, and so on and so forth. So JCI, it's not a standalone organization. There's a lot of liaison between us, the regional network, the international network, and so a lot of our activities usually follow a specific theme or pattern that, you know, govern us. For example, JCI West Indies would have a plan of action for the West Indies for a particular year. Within the local organization, we ourselves would organize the different activities and programs and trainings and the different stuff that we would do as a local organization separate from the global. But it's not independent to itself. It is a branch of what is happening globally.
Ms. Stewart highlighted both the opportunities and challenges that come with being part of the JCI movement.
We had the opportunity to host West Indies Convention here along our Villa Beachfront Hotel. It was very challenging and eye-opening. You get to experience different things, but I think that is one of our biggest milestones because we haven't hosted convention for a very long time, so that was significant to us. Challenges, time management. Seeing as we're all young persons from different backgrounds, different both social and economic backgrounds, so it's kind of hard for somebody to manage where time is concerned, especially when they have work to consider. While some persons are self-employed, they might have the opportunity to have the time for themselves, or they might be flexible to accommodate certain things. There are other persons who now have to balance. Some persons being project chairs or vice presidents, even if president, is always challenging to have to balance your home life, your work life, being able to develop a sense of discipline to balance everything and get what you want accomplished.
Ms. Stewart also underscored the significant role which the JCI has played in national development, noting the organization's contributions to community growth and the leadership training.
Be hosting a peace walk, and this is a global project that is being hosted not just here in St. Vincent but across Caribbean, across the world, to basically unite persons from different backgrounds, different communities, whatever it is. I think that in itself is one of the ways that brings us together. The peace walk, we have different opportunities when we have our conferences. We have different conferences that we're able to liaise and we're able to connect on a different level than if it's just globally.
And Ms. Stewart extended an invitation to individuals interested in joining the JCI movement.
We have a saying in JCI where we say JCI is for everyone, but everyone is not for JCI. Meaning we have all doors open to persons for all backgrounds of any, you know, wherever you come from, we welcome you, but not everyone would see it as the same. Not everyone is willing to sacrifice their time and sometimes your resources towards a voluntary organization. It takes a certain level of discipline and dedication and stuff like that for you to say, I am going to see this organization as a stepping stone for me and I'm going to invest in it. If you think you're a person who is willing to give that sacrifice or you have that level of discipline, it's not all boring. We do have social activities. We do have a lot of activities that we have going for our youth, and we give back to the communities and training for self-development and stuff like that. So it's up to you to want that level of development or have that level of discipline, you can reap from it as well.
Executive Vice President of Junior Chamber International, JCI, St. Vincent, Sienna Stewart. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.